A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Kicking off a new segment we're going to do on the podcast. We're going to pick out a player from every single team that we think needs to have a big season, or it's going to be a big season for. So these might be guys that we think are going to really improve. This might be other guys that we think are under pressure. Now the first one I'm going to get stuck into is a guy that I think this year is the final straw. I think he has to deliver in season 2023. I think there's a couple of reasons for it, and you know what? You could argue that the last 8, 9, 10 years have been big seasons for this guy, but Luke Brooks from the West Tigers. Now, I think we saw the best of Brooksy in bits and pieces last year when Jackson Hastings was running around in the 7 at times in the 13 jersey. I think you saw Brooksy playing second fiddle and playing pretty well in a number of those games. Other games, it was a fucking disaster. Let's be perfectly honest here. Luke Brooks comes into this season with the West Tigers, and you look West Tigers. Tim Sheens returns. We know what happens the last time Tim Sheens returned to the West Tigers. They went on to win a comp within 3 years with very young halves. You know, Benji Marshall, Scotty Prince, a little bit older, young hooker Robbie Farah. He returns this time with a host of stars walking into this West Tigers side: David Clammer, Isaiah Papali'i, John Bateman. But the biggest of them all, in my opinion, is Api Kurisawa. Now, Appy returns, Appy arrives at the West Tigers. And when you think about where Appy's been in the past, obviously came in for South Sydney, did a tremendous job there, won the grand final, went to Manly, was great there, moved on to the Penrith Panthers, was reportedly heading to the Canterbury Bulldogs, made a last-minute decision, 11th-hour decision. I still remember making the post for Canterbury, and then later that night finding out that, no, he's going to the Panthers. We made a post straight away that he could be the missing jigsaw piece for the Penrith Panthers, but more importantly for Nathan Cleary. And I definitely think that he had a huge influence on the career of Nathan Cleary. I mean, we spoke to Nath on the podcast about 18 months ago, just after they won their first premiership, talking about the influence of Appy and just how important he has been. And I actually put it to Nath. I said, who would you rather have play for the rest of your career, Appy or Isaiah? And I think he did end up going for Appy. So pretty wild there to consider that. We do appreciate the honesty of Nath in that moment. But the influence of Api Kurisawa on him has been fantastic. You look at Nathan Cleary, premier halfback, the best halfback in rugby league as it stands right now, in my opinion. Am I expecting Api to have the same influence on Luke Brooks? No, I'm not. But do I think Api can have a positive impact on Luke Brooks? I definitely do. And I think that with him arriving at the West Tigers, I think there is a lot of pressure on Luke Brooks. And, you know, I've been saying this for 5 and 6 years, probably even longer, pressure on Luke Brooks. This is the year. You would have to think, with all these new changes and all these new recruits, the West Tigers, they couldn't have recruited better if they tried. They have been trying for 25 odd years and they haven't recruited better than what they've done this year. They've got a successful coach, a guy that has won premierships before, so there really is no excuse for Luke Brooks not to. And I'm not saying he needs to be a superstar, he doesn't need to win a Dally M, but he needs to stand up in this team and he needs to deliver for them, because he is off contract. Where he's going to be in 2024 remains to be seen. Obviously, Adam Dwayne, he's off contract as well. If I was the West Tigers, and I'm pretty sure the West Tigers will prioritize Adam Dwayne, but I have thought in the past they'd prioritise other guys over Luke Brooks, but you never really know. For me, I've said for a long time, I think a divorce between Luke Brooks and the West Tigers would be fantastic for both parties. But this is the year where Brooksy could turn it around. And, you know, it's funny, because Luke Brooks debuted at such a young age, I think sometimes, you know, we forget how old he is. Like, he is still... he is coming right into that. Well, he's in sort of that prime. He's in the age 28 now. So we always say that 27 to 30 is sort of the time where halves really hit their stride. So hopefully Brooksy is just a year or two late on that. He's 28 right now. Not sure when he turns 29, but he's obviously on, you know, a decent wicket there at the West Tigers. He's got all the stars to work with. He's got the coach. He's got the hooker. I feel like that if it doesn't work this year at the West Tigers, they're going to have to look internally. And I feel like a bit of blame might, well, a lot of the blame will eventually fall on Luke Brooks. So huge season for him. I really do hope that he can turn it around. I like Brooksy. I think he's talented. I think it's been unfortunate that he's been stuck in that system for so long. I genuinely do think that if Luke Brooks would have left and gone elsewhere earlier, I think it could have been a very different career. I think it still can be a very different career. Luke Brooks, he's been, you know, relatively injury-free throughout his career. He's 28 now. He might still have another 5 years in the NRL. The opportunity is still there to go elsewhere and be successful, in my opinion. But, I mean, if you've stuck around this long at the West Tigers, he's now got the opportunity to own this side. There's no Hastings. There's no other halfback there. Jock Madden isn't even fucking there. So he's the seven. It's the only option. Even Adam Dwyer, like, he's a five. I'm not convinced if he is a 5'8", to be honest with you. I think he can play there. He's more of just a footballer. But there's no one else to compete with him in this franchise as far as the halfback. He needs to own it. We know that a guy like Benji Marshall has really come out and backed Brooksy over the years. I think he backed him for the Dally M medal last season. Obviously, that went to shit very quickly. He's the guy coming in to coach next year. He knows a thing or two about halfback play. And I'm tipping that if Benji goes in the open market, he could probably get his paws on a decent little halfback. So a heap of pressure on Luke Brooks. I hope that he does turn it around. But to be honest with you guys, I am nervous. And that's not so much to say I'm nervous about Luke Brooks. But I'm also just nervous in general about the West Tigers. Always have been, just as a franchise. They've always sort of worried me. I get messages from Tigers fans saying, you hate the Tigers this year. I don't hate the Tigers. I just call it as it is. You're dysfunctional. You have been for a very long time. And I think that, you know, there's been more stories over the last 12 months and even over the last few weeks that I've heard of just strange shit that goes on at the West Tigers. So hopefully they can turn it around. Hopefully bringing the old firm back in, you know, Tim Sheens, Benji Marshall, Robbie Farah. Hopefully it can start to turn the ship around. Because as we said on Bloke in a Bar a few weeks ago, if 2023 isn't the year that the West Tigers start to turn it around and 2024 is the year that they cash it in, I have got no fucking idea what's going to turn this franchise around. If Clemmer...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bateman, Isaiah Papali, Api Kurosawa. If these guys walking in does not turn this franchise around, I am very, very worried. It's a great forward pack. It is a fantastic pack. The outside backs, they still worry me a little bit. Still a lot of question marks around their outside backs. And that's where I do worry if they're going to have enough points in them, which we know who that will fall on the head of, Luke Brooks. So he's off contract. He'll be looking for a new team next year if he's not at the West Tigers. I do hope there is an NRL club somewhere out there that is willing to throw a lifeline at Luke Brooks, because I think he could be successful in the NRL. Whether it's at the West Tigers or not remains to be seen, though. But I do hope that Brooks can show this year that he is a halfback that needs to stay in the NRL, that he is the halfback that the West Tigers can go into this next era with, because I think for all the shit Luke Brooks has copped over the year and everything, I have felt a little bit sorry for him at different points. I think that sometimes the Tigers have put a little bit too much faith in him. I think at points, the Tigers, the best thing they could have done for their halfback is to let him go elsewhere, because I think it was just obvious it wasn't working for a very long time. Hopefully it can turn around, but I think this is the biggest year in the career of Luke Brooks so far, and I understand he could have said that for the last 5 or 6 years, but he's never had guys around him like this. The West Tigers have never made changes like this. They've signed guys before who have been overpriced, out of form, all that sort of bullshit. They've gone into the market. They've signed the two-time premiership-winning hooker, three-time premiership-winning hooker, but two times in a row, Api Kurosawa, who has been a key cog in the best system in the NRL for a number of years. Isaiah Papali'i, who's been the best forward in rugby league over the last 2 years, in my opinion. John Bateman, who is a huge needle mover as far as culture goes. We know what he did there at the Canberra Raiders. And, of course, David Clemmer, one of the premier front rowers in our game over the last few years. You know, all of them, I wouldn't say all of them, to be fair, but, you know, obviously David Clemmer, Johnny Bateman, they have got a real fiery side to them. They have had troubles with former clubs before and whatnot, and it has played out in the media. So I'm keen to see how the West Tigers handle that. Traditionally, they haven't been great at it. Let's be perfectly fucking honest here. So it will be interesting to see how it plays out with those guys. Rumours circulating that Johnny Bateman could potentially get his good mate Georgie Williams there. That's one that I've heard a couple of times. Whether it's true or not remains to be seen. Once again, they've got a halfback at the moment, Luke Brooks, and it's going to be a massive, massive year for him. I think this year will be career-defining. I think that if he can make it work at the West Tigers, he could be in for a couple of good years with the spine they've got and working alongside Api Kurosawa, Tim Sheens, Benji Marshall, these sort of guys. If it doesn't go well, I do worry if an NRL club will go near Luke Brooks. I do worry that if it doesn't go well over the next 12 months, he could find himself in the Super League. And I think it'd be really disappointing. And I know a lot of people would say, good riddance, whatever, let him go over there. But I just don't think there's too many halfbacks in this competition that would have been overly successful at the West Tigers over the last 10 years. If they had a Cooper Cronk, you know, one of these absolute superstar guys, sure. I'm sure the West Tigers would have been okay, but I'm really not sure how many guys in Luke Brooks's position could have turned this club around realistically. So we'll see how it plays out this year. I am hoping for the very best for Luke Brooks and the West Tigers, but I definitely am nervous about it, and I am nervous about 2023 for Luke Brooks, because I do think, I was about to call him the scapegoat, but I don't think you can call him the scapegoat. He is the halfback of this team. He's been there for a very long time. He's a 28-year-old halfback on a big wicket with a good forward pack in front of him. He needs to make an impact this year. There is no doubt about it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.